So today on the radio show, we had a really cool guest, Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry. They have a brand new album of songs that were recorded before Troy Gentry's untimely death, and they've been sitting on them. Well, now they are out, and Eddie Montgomery is going to be on the podcast. We're going to put that interview at the end of the podcast, right after the closing jingle. So the story is amazing. Hopefully you stick around for that. Again, that's Eddie Montgomery at the very end of the podcast. When you hear the jingle, don't turn it off. Let it keep going.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast,
hey.
The podcast,
it's the podcast.
Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Oh, the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service, not mediocre customer service. They go, no. We're going to give you excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. And they have a really catchy jingle. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay.
Yes, nice. A brand new gold.
We have a new. Do you have all the OKs together?
Let me go ahead and add them here.
For some reason, we collect OKs.
We didn't even realize it until recently.
Well, because you don't think about all the different ways you can say OK, and people are really good at it. Some people are.
Let me see.
OK.
OK, that's one. OK.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
Can we just do can you have them talking to each other?
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Okay. 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 It's okay.
Okay.
Those are so good. Which one's your favorite?
I'm kind of a
okay
fan of that just because of where it came from. You know, that is the original okay. That's the one that started it all.
That is the one.
And that is the ember that has burned that flame into our hearts.
I like okay.
It's okay.
No.
Okay.
That one? Okay.
Okay.
She reminds me of, if I stump you, do I get water perk tickets?
Okay.
Okay.
He kind of does it.
Similar. It's the male version.
Yeah, if they were married, they would be a great couple. Here, wait, you ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Hit again.
Do you guys want to go on vacation together with us?
Okay.
Oh, dang it. I did the wrong one. hey, guys, you want to eat chicken with Big D and Bubba today?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we could end the podcast right now and I would be happy. I'd be like, you know what? That was a pretty good one, guys.
Yeah.
And here's Montgomery Gentry.
Seriously, that is just the best.
Okay.
Hey, Carson, we got a guy. Carson just walked in to join us on the podcast. We have a guy now that has added to her and her awesomeness now.
Okay.
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 Ooh.
That's close.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
Yep. Nailed it.
Doubted it.
Yeah. It's on now.
So what do you guys think about me getting rid of YouTube TV? Because they've jacked the price up now.
Well, I told you what I use. Okay, so if you don't know what we're talking about, getting rid of cable has been the thing for a while now. Everybody's been doing it. And Big D was the first on the show to actually, take the plunge. And you were using YouTube TV, which I've been seeing all the commercials for. The commercials are great, by the way.
The YouTube TV is great. It's just getting now.
Great about it?
Okay, here's the best part about YouTube TV is the unlimited DVR, and you can
every service has that.
Okay. All right.
That's all. I'm just saying. That's
you just asked me a question.
I know, and I just told you. So now
confrontational.
Very angry. Oh,
what do you like the most about it? Well, the fact that everyone has that. Okay, I'm sorry.
The fact that it's TV. It's all TV.
You can go to a channel and then click on the channel, and it will give you like AMC. AMC will show you The Walking Dead and all the other shows, The Talking Dead. It has all these. And then you can, like, oh, it has the series. And you can hit record, and it will record that series moving forward.
Right.
And if it ever comes on, some of the old ones, and it'll fill in all the gaps for you, all the holes that you haven't recorded yet. I like
okay.
that. I like that. It's really good for college football Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
They have, because I have the sports packs. I've got like the ACC, the SEC. I have, I forgot, there's like two or three other conferences I have. And so when Saturdays are on, I have no fewer than six games on at one time.
So you can do them in little boxes and watch them all simultaneously?
But my ESPN app can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, that is something I wish they would do.
So here's the thing is I use Hulu and Philo. There's two different services. Hulu I use for
no
the main.
No sound on the podcast.
Really? None again?
Dadgummit. Oh, no.
What? Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, okay.
Anyway, the Hulu I use is, it's pretty handy because it gives you all the channels that you had like with your YouTube TV, and then I get Philo with it in addition to it because that allowed me to have like the AMCs for like The Walking Dead and the History Channel and all those channels that I like. So the combination of the two is still, I think, cheaper than what you're paying for YouTube TV.
Do you pay for Hulu without commercials, did you say?
Yes, okay. I did the Hulu without commercials, and then we also did the Hulu Live when we got rid of cable. And that kind of...
I've been looking into that, actually. I was going to go with Sling, because my contract finally expires this month. So, with my current provider.
Okay, well, so. Yeah, it's actually a pretty good deal. Like, Stacy and I, it took me forever to convince her to get rid of cable. But now that we did, she's totally down with it. Mm. She's like, you know, I think we should have done this a long time ago. So
yeah, I found too that I've been watching more and more on streaming services that I'm not watching a tremendous amount of actual TV.
You know what I did?
What'd
yeah,
you do?
The sound's working on the stream. Sorry about that.
Oh, it went away. Oh.
Yeah. Carson was plugged into the stream.
That's fun. Look at me. Yep.
Oh, it was on?
Yeah, it was
just
on the
all
whole
me.
Time. We just, yeah.
And then you came in and unplugged it and plugged in your headphones?
No, she didn't
no,
unplug.
No, I didn't touch anything.
She just plugged into the, or
Don't
somebody.
Don't blame me.
Someone plugged into the wrong thing.
Yeah, it was
That's
not me.
Headphones. So whoever was sitting right there had plugged into the wrong
thing. I touch nothing, man. I walk in with my hands full of water and Diet Coke and blankets. I don't have time to be messing with headphones.
Anyway,
we are really good.
Not enough people know about Philo. I think that is the one that nobody has heard of.
No, the only Philo I know is like, isn't it like
P-H-I-L-O. P-H-I-L-O. Is
yeah,
the,
I've never heard of
I
it.
Got that.
Is the other
no? But I mean, seriously, that's the only Philo I've heard of is like food related.
Yeah, no, this is Philo. So if you're in the market to dump cable and all that kind of stuff, I find Philo is more user friendly as far as the channels and all that kind of stuff than Hulu is. I don't like the Hulu guide. I think it kind of sucks.
Hmm.
It's just not like I want a guide that looks like satellite and cable and all that kind of stuff. And I want it to Hulu to me just kind of stinks because on the Hulu Live, you can't really go forward and see what comes up later.
They all do that.
They all do that except Hulu Live. But what I was going to say, oh, I feel bad for the people who are watching on the podcast who didn't get to hear that.
Yeah. But as with most things, we did that for ourselves.
Yes. But the combination of Hulu Live and Philo to me is perfect. And then what's cool too is you log into all the apps, like you were talking about ESPN and all that. You log into that and say that your provider is Hulu or whomever, and it allows you to get all the other games that are televised.
Yeah, see, that's what I got to do. I can't figure out my like, ESPN app is kind of wonky.
I do it for all the news services. I do it for all the other stuff. And also something too, the Philo stuff has not only the AMC and all that, but it's got A&E and a bunch of military history channels and things like that. So National Geographic and stuff. So
dude, have you seen that YouTube channel where the guys go just do like a 30-minute episode on different police cars? Like they go to different cities and they're like, today we're in, Schenectady, New York.
No, but I love this idea.
Yeah, and then they show you their cruisers and what they use. And then they go through and they like have all the cool drone shots and the interior shots. They run them hard. They show you all the different police packages. Yeah, it's total nerdiness, but
I'm looking right now, like, where do you find that?
I don't know. I use YouTube on as my like a channel. So at home, so I like get on, like I turn it on. That's my TV. It's way better than TV. Like I really could get rid of YouTube TV completely because I just like YouTube because it has everything I like. And once you start liking, like you find something you like, you search it up or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it like says, hey, you like that. You might like this. And you're like, yeah, I'll go there.
YouTube is a great personal shopper. It really knows you. It does.
And it's getting better and better. And it's going to get better and better.
It is. It's hard because sometimes I'll like search something on YouTube and then it's like, oh, well, we've selected this for your next step. And I'm like, yes, I absolutely want to watch more interviews of hot guys. I want to, yes, more Alexander Skarsgård. Sure.
What I don't like, however, is that everything is spying on you. And like, we were talking about Chernobyl, and I made a tweet about how I watched Chernobyl and literally logged on to YouTube and all of a sudden had all these suggested videos for Chernobyl documentaries. And
do you
I'm
know
like,
what
that
I did not tell you guys? And I, this hand to God, 100% true.
You're pregnant.
Wow. Fun. No.
No.
No. Oh, wow. That's not it. That's a boy. You have some. Thank you for thinking my social life is so exciting. No. I was walking through a store one day and just, you know, you're thinking to yourself, right? You're not talking out loud. And for some reason, a song popped in my head. And I don't sing it out loud, just random song pops in my head. And not the next day, I start getting YouTube suggestions for that song.
Baby
for the
Shark.
Video. No, it's like a song I listened to at Halloween. It's Red Right Hand. It's kind of like creepy and scary. It's Nick Cave. And it's from the Scream soundtrack. Again, a movie that's like 20 years old. Just popped in my head for no reason. And then YouTube was like, would you like to watch the Nick Cave video for Red Right Hand? I mean, what?
It's not coincidence.
How is that coincidence?
What do you mean? Dude, how could it not be?
It's been out that all this stuff, they've been listening to us with all of our electronics and
she
searches
didn't,
and
but
cookies.
I didn't say
she
it out loud. I promise
she
you.
Said it in
but
her
it's
head.
Reading her brainwaves.
It is. I'm telling you.
That is
did not have my foil hat on, on me.
Do you have all of your shots, your inoculations? Because there is a rumor that they injected nanobots into people. No, for real.
Okay, well, when was the last time I had inoculations?
I'm just saying.
Is that a word?
Whenever you go and have whatever immunizations you need. Maybe last time you went out of the country. Maybe you had a shot. I don't know. But there's been a big rumor that that they're putting nanobots in us. And they're like, you know, using that to spy.
How do we know she's a witch?
Okay.
Who are you so wise in the ways of science?
Okay.
I'm King Arthur, King of the
Britons. I am Arthur, King of the Britons.
And my liege. And you guys accuse me of having ADD.
Dude. Nothing will get the two of us on the same page and away from whatever you were talking about quicker than how do we know she's a witch? That's it. Just
that is one of the best.
I tried to get my kids to watch that, and they don't get it. Monty Python is funny, I think, when you're older. Because when I was like a teenager, I watched it and I was like, whatever. But then I went back and revisited it.
That was the golden age of Monty Python.
I was 14, 15. That's when it really.
That was
really?
Yeah,
every guy in high school discovered Monty Python.
You know what? It didn't hit me until I was in my 20s. And I went, okay, this is actually pretty good.
Chicks love Monty Python.
No, they don't.
Boy, yeah, we are huge.
I love it.
That's where you can actually definitively tell that I'm a girl. For all the dude stuff I'm into, you give me Monty Python, I glaze over.
Watch this. Three Stooges.
No. Oh, no.
Right?
No. See, Carson is a girl after all.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's just a flesh wound. It's the best.
It really is.
For years, I had the all-time nerdiest fantasy football team name.
I thought you were going to say fantasy.
No, it was my super fantasy football name, the greatest.
I was a knight. Yes?
Yeah, it was the Jedi Knights Who Say Knee. and it had the Knights Who Say Knee on the logo, and they all had lightsabers.
I'm like, I get it.
The singular nerdiest thing I've ever thought of.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it, though?
I did go to a... You want to hear the nerdiest thing you've ever heard? I went to a screening of the Ken Burns country music documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's 16 and a half hours long. They only played us a 45-minute clip. But I paid $10 to go watch 45 minutes of a show that will eventually be on television for free just because Ken Burns was there and he did a Q&A with a journalist afterwards. So I watched a documentary, and then I watched Ken Burns get asked questions by a newspaper writer.
So Ken Burns, is he...
He's the guy who did the Civil War.
He does all the documentary.
Jazz,
he's just real.
Everything.
Yeah, so he's famous for that style.
I don't know that he created.
It's the moving.
He
did the moving photos to where they like pan on those old photos to give them movement.
There's no video of the Civil War, so you didn't want to do reenactments. So he created movement. So they call it Ken Burns effect, where you start with a wide shot and zoom in, not just
start on one side of the photo and move to the other.
Yeah,
and that with really good narration. Listen, a documentary. The difference between a great documentary and a crappy one is
the voice.
Really good narration. And the guy they have, I think his name is Peter Coyote,
not his name.
I
had to guess, Patrick.
What a horrible porn name.
I would say Peter Coyote.
Google Peter Coyote. That's his name.
Do not Google Peter Coyote.
That is not safe.
Bubba.
Yes, it is.
So speaking of fantasies.
It was Patrick. My nerd fantasy.
So there I was.
You're going to bing it.
Here I walked into the room.
It is. Bing, not bang.
So he's done the last
bing, bang.
He's done like the last six or seven Ken Burns documentaries, and he's doing the country music. Look, I love Ken Burns. I've been a fan for 25 years since I watched baseball when I was a 14-year-old kid and was a
instead
super
of
nerd
playing
about
it.
Instead of playing it. Thank you, Carson. Jeez, Dee, how did you do that? How did you throw your voice and make it sound like Carson said that?
Hold on, by the way.
Let's bing it, boys.
According to the Bing, Peter Coyote was born Robert Peter Cajon.
Well,
Coyote is not his last name.
That's any better.
What? Bubba's not your real name either.
Yeah. Peter Coyote.
But
the point was,
you said it was his real name.
I said that's his name. That is his name. That's Peter Coyote. That's his name.
Yeah, but you're right, though. When you get I watch a lot of UFO shows or whatever. Yeah. And when it comes on and it's the voice, people's voice in general kill me. In real life, if I meet you and I don't like your voice, it depends. It's not necessarily that. It could be something
by their voice.
Harshly, extremely harshly. And it is not fair because I do that.
It's something you're born with.
Listen, this was a big thing when I was single. Like, I could put up with a lot, but if I did not like the sound of your voice...
I
went out on a date with a woman who sounded like a cartoon character. It was bad.
Sometimes people's voices,
Susan Estrich type voices,
and they can't
like
get
this.
Out. Like they stick. I feel like they're like a car gets like you're in second gear and it needs to go either first or third. It's like and they're always like that. It's always that thing they can never get out of that.
Yeah, I can't. I can't.
And it doesn't matter. You can be the most hottest woman. You could.
And it works both ways because there are ladies that won't put up with a dude who sounds like a goober.
There's guys who talk like this. Was it King Ralph where there was the really hot chick who had the voice of a tuba? So they spend all day.
The voice of a tuba.
Yeah, that's the line from the movie. But this is really good looking woman. She's a princess. And they're like, we would think you should marry her. And he's like, oh, all right. And then finally he gets to where they're dancing and she talks, and she talks like this voice right here. And it's the most unsettling thing you've ever heard. I'm like, okay.
That's what not else really floats?
Apples? Very small rocks.
Pebbles. So great. I haven't watched it in a long time. Did you ever watch Life of Brian?
Yeah,
I had a hard time watching. It's very
well. That's the one where they have like all the people on the cross.
Yes, it's very sacrilegious.
No, it's not. Okay. Brian is not Jesus.
Okay, but it's sacrilegious to me. So if I think something is some way to me, it is to me. It's like saying, I don't like mayonnaise. No. Yes, you do.
No, sacrilegious means it's sacrilegious. It doesn't mean it's offensive to you. You can say it's offensive to me.
Have you ever seen Life of Brian?
No.
No,
it's neither of us.
Again, to reiterate, I am a girl.
I've only seen
but
the
it
clips.
Does have...
I've only seen the clips on YouTube. I haven't actually watched the thing. And I know we did the... on the show, the sing-along, always look on the bright side of life or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's a great little song. But to put it on the air.
Is that where that comes from?
Yeah. And just to keep it.
They played at the end of every Iron Maiden concert. That's all I know.
We took a lot of the lines out of it because there's some stuff in there where they're, you know.
Well, yeah. The fascinating thing, and I've seen the documentary on the making of that movie, because again, nerd. But the fascinating thing is Monty Python, they're not religious. And they thought, well, we'll make a movie about Jesus, and we'll make a comment. And they kept trying to write it, and they kept going, you know what? There's nothing. It's not funny. Because we may not, even though it wasn't what they believed, they realized that Jesus doesn't do anything wrong in the Bible. He doesn't do anything worth mocking. So, like, we can make a movie about the time of Jesus, but Jesus, if he's in the movie, will have to be treated completely seriously. And they did. So whenever Jesus shows up in The Life of Brian, he's played by a very straight actor. There's no jokes, and he's reading lines from the New Testament, you know, the words in red, and he's just doing
it straight.
So
they treat it respectfully.
They treat that part of it completely respectfully. Everything else going on in the life of Brian is happening nearby. But Brian is a character that other people assume is the Messiah that they're waiting for, and they follow him. And it's completely ridiculous, and yes, it's a little offensive. But Jesus, I thought, considering how much these guys had made fun of everything and everybody up to that point in their career, they got to where they were making a movie about biblical times and went, well, we can't make fun of Jesus because it's Jesus. There's nothing there to make fun
of. But you can make fun of the people that were around
him. The people that were around him were quite comical, let's be honest. I mean, the Romans are funny. If you can't make fun of the Romans.
Lepers are hilarious.
Usually. I'm just saying.
I'm looking at things that women like, and I want to see how many on this list that Carson agrees with.
Life of Brian is not on there.
Definitely not.
Golly, you girls.
What do they have? Just start.
It's quizzes and dumb stuff.
Well, you know what chicks like? Quizzes. We do. We take all the BuzzFeed quizzes.
Or those
I want to know when I'm going to meet my soulmate based on my mac and cheese order.
All right, here we go. These are things that women want to hear. Mm. Okay. I'm assuming this is from a guy or whatever. Number one, you know what I love about you?
Oh, yeah. That's a great, yeah.
Who doesn't? Like
right, everybody. That, right? Don't do it.
Number two
like that?
Is, you're right.
Fair. Okay.
Number three, you look amazing.
Yep.
Number four, we're in this together.
Okay, this is
stupid.
So stupid. What about you look okay?
Last night was incredible. Yeah. If you want to talk, I'm here. Okay, I'm out of this.
I will say, I was out last night with some friends, and there was a guy there that he and I talked and messaged and talked about going out, whatever. It just never happened. And he greets me with this huge hug, and he's like, wow, you look amazing. And I'm not going to lie, that was pretty spectacular.
Okay, I found another. This is a different one.
The problem. You want to be able to say that kind of stuff, but nowadays, if you tell somebody that they look amazing, it's unwanted. And
well,
you're
again,
offending
we
him.
Have a history. Like
depends
he's aware.
Who it is. You shouldn't tell somebody who works for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But let me bring something up. I'm going to put my head in the lion's mouth because you guys are going to make fun of me. But I've heard women say many times that. Oh, hate when so-and-so is in the room because she's some beautiful woman because you don't want to stand next to her because she's so beautiful. Is that a thing?
I think for some chicks it is. Yeah. I have a friend who's literally a model and has dated famous men and I'm not intimidated next to her. I understand. Guys, this is a hand to God true story. One dude threw his business card at her. He did a drive-by. We're just sitting at a bar, and he throws his business card. He's like, if you ever feel like a free meal, call me. And he runs out the door. Like, that's how good-looking she is.
Patrick, why would you do that?
It sounds like something I would have tried.
Good for him for, you know, throwing it out there. Bad.
No, he literally threw it.
It's a bad approach.
But I don't have any issues hanging out with her. And I understand that she's going to get attention, but... I think, but I'm not necessarily always going out with my friends with the idea that I've got to find a man. If you are on a hunt for a ring, if you're on a hunt for a dude, no, you don't want to be out with a hotter woman.
I hear women who are
married or in relationships say that, you know, like, oh, God, I can't stand being sitting at the table next to this woman because she's so. I've heard it said a lot.
It's weird.
I've never felt that way as a dude.
No.
That, you know, I mean, like, I don't want to sit next to this guy because he's way too good looking because it's just going to make me look worse
until
Monday night. Oh. And I was at the corporate meetings for our syndication partner. And I'm going to say the guy's name, and I shouldn't, but I don't care. You can go ahead and Google this. The guy's name is Gibb Gerard. He is John Tesh's stepson. And not only is he way too good looking, he looks like money. And he looks, and he talks, and he's smart, and he's likable, and everybody's super.
So he's just like the total package.
And he sat right next to me, and the whole time I'm like, I feel like the fattest, dopiest schlub in this entire place.
The good news is, Patrick, nobody noticed you because they were all looking at Gibb.
They were all looking at
So, you know, here's the thing. You become a wallflower whenever that happens.
I'm a wallflower. I was the wall. I looked like the wall sitting next to him because I'm 2.5 times this guy's size. Okay. And he's wearing, you know, that thing the guys wear, like the jacket, but not in the button-up shirt with no tie. The only skinny people can really pull this off and look really good doing it.
Yes.
Like, oh,
so Bubba's Googled
I went ahead and I pulled it up so we could say, it's a soccer player. I don't know if that's the same one. I was going to show the people who are
Googled
watching.
Him, so I don't know what he looks like.
So now you have that in your history and Peter Coyote.
Yeah.
I have all kinds of stuff.
Does he have like crazy blue eyes?
Man. You're asking me what color his eyes
were. I'm just looking. They got the guy that popped up on this latest one. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, it's crazy. That dude. Like, and super, I mean,
super blue. Here, show it again.
He just looked like money. It was awful.
Yeah, he looks like an actor.
He looks like an actor. And we're in Santa Monica, and I'm not kidding. There's 100 people in Santa Monica.
Pretty people
where everybody's
central.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
This was the best looking dude in the place, and they sat him right next to this guy.
Yeah. Were his lips soft? So Carson,
didn't I say at the beginning that I was just offering myself?
Did you
up
check his hands for calluses?
Yeah, okay, here we go. These are 20 things men do that secretly turn women on.
Oh,
ooh.
Oh,
the secret's
number
about to be
one,
out.
The number dishes. One on the list.
Okay,
is watching your man cook in the kitchen.
Sure. I guess some women are
that's not
that.
Your thing.
Well, because I don't cook, so it's not like I need a break from it. You know, any dude I end up with, you better cook, otherwise we're gonna eat out every night because I don't cook.
Okay, I'm just gonna go through these.
Yeah.
Number two, I find it hot when a guy drives calmly and safely.
Thanks, number Grandma. Three,
well, I'm okay. out.
Number three, when a guy roll their bottom ups to their elbows. I guess
shirt
pants.
Sleeves.
Yeah, shirt sleeves up to their elbows.
Your pants to your elbows.
You like that?
That's okay.
Number four, can they all make, I want them to judge these, every one of these.
Please rotate them.
Speaking passionately about pretty much anything.
Well, have you heard Patrick speak passionately? Well. I'm not saying that's always...
Number five, keep their nails short.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dudes with long nails are weird.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Okay.
When guys really are concentrating on something, when a guy has a look on his face like he's trying to figure something out.
That's sexy.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Quizzical, confused look.
Yeah, this is why. Yes.
Yeah. So
are you watching him in the bathroom?
Every dude in this room right now is kind of going.
You ever seen Big D try to figure out how to leave the tip? At the end of the check,
I know there's an app.
Just double the taxes, man.
That sexy, quiet laugh while scratching the back of his head when he's feeling slightly nervous or awkward makes me swoon.
What?
That's like weird Twitter memes come to life.
Gosh.
Hand in the middle of the back when walking with a girl.
Oh, I guess if you'd like...
Like he's pushing you forward?
Right. He's guiding you.
I've had many a partner comment about my insistence on walking on the outside toward the street when walking together. It's not a big deal, but it does offer protection, and it's noticed and appreciated.
Yeah, when that car jumps the curb, there's no protection.
No, I had a guy say that to me once. He's like, we need to switch places. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're walking on the outside. You should... really, bro? Okay.
Yeah, I do it too, just because it's my dad said to do it, but it does not offer any protection.
I like that he said, I had many a partner. Really? So in other words, you've dated a lot of chicks and they haven't lasted. Wonder why?
A man who is handy around the house.
Sure.
Being able to fix things.
Okay. It's okay.
It's okay. Being
unanimous.
Parental.
Being what?
Parental. Mm. Or paternal, I guess it's word. I said parental like an idiot.
You said parental, you meant paternal. Paternal.
He also says nuclear.
Yes, so, he does. Yeah.
Go on.
I also think they also like it when guys who like animals and mm-hmm. and dogs and
big
stuff.
Fan of that. Yes.
Yeah. A guy who knows how to drive a stick shift car.
That doesn't matter to me really, either way. I think really that matters to guys. I think dudes are more impressed by it. Like, okay, wait, you don't know. Okay, how
I will say this: a lady who drives a stick is way hotter.
Chick who drives a stick shift is hot, D.
Because there's something
chick
about it.
Chick who drives a stick shift.
Okay, this was a good one. That thing that guys do where they take off a t-shirt by pulling it by the back of the neck.
Like, wait, like what?
Oh God! Okay.
They kind of pull it up.
You know why? Because you're skinny. Because fat dudes can't do that. Move.
Yeah, y'all can't reach.
Oh, okay.
She said y'all.
Yeah, we can.
I didn't mean the three of you.
We can reach.
I can reach.
I just can't get it over the curve.
I can do it.
Hold on. Let's see.
We're all testing now.
I could do it.
Patrick could do it.
I don't want to see the end result.
I don't want to see any of it.
When a guy stretches and you see a man stretch and the bottom of his shirt lifts up and you see that cut.
Oh, no.
Delicious.
That's never happened anywhere in this room.
This all has to do with... We're looking for a guy with zero body fat, right? That's pulling the shirt over your head.
I lift my shirt, and we have a waning or waxing moon that pops out. You don't want to see that.
Wearing cologne, a very subtle hint of cologne goes a long way.
I mean, sure-ish.
For everybody?
Yeah, okay.
You're hard on guys, aren't you?
No, but I don't think that matters to me. Again, what's the best smell on a guy? Old Spice. That's, so don't get your...
Now, out of everybody who's ever been in here, has anybody smelled better than Frankie Ballard? We've had every big male star you could think
Keith
of.
Keith Urban.
What smells smell better
like?
Than...
I don't... He has a protected formula. People have asked him, and, like, he won't tell you. It's some combination.
Oh, my God, people. Just get off
this
train.
It's a spritz of this and a spritz of that.
Yeah. He won't tell anyone.
But that's the best thing other than Frankie
Ballard. Some dude asked him. He's like, can you give us any insight? And he just kind of laughed off. He's like, and he was all charming and Australian. But he artfully dodged that question.
Can I tell you about the wallaby spit?
Oh, my God.
It's kangaroo.
It's kangaroo urine.
Well, some people take
themselves
so
serious.
Well,
we just really got
serious.
Derailed.
No, what else is on your list, man? Anything
that's
else?
That's the list. That's it.
Yeah.
That's a great
How
list.
How about, like, everybody just be nice?
Nah,
be
that
thoughtful?
Doesn't work. Being nice doesn't work. I can tell you right now, being nice will get you nowhere.
I was at a restaurant the other day, and I was nice and fun. And
I'm talking about as a single dude.
I was going to say, I made the wait staff laugh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no kidding, just a couple minutes later, this piece of pie shows up on the table and goes, hey, I just want to thank you for being a great customer
First
today.
All,
you made my night.
Oh, that's cool. Not at all
and
what
I got free
about.
Pie.
Second of all, you were funny. You weren't nice. That's
funny
difference.
Is nice and it worked.
Funny is a different thing. Just being nice, not going to get you anywhere. Just not. Maybe in life, it'll make you the guy everybody likes at church.
Somebody at Chick-fil-A says, my pleasure is way nicer than somebody saying, no problem.
Patrick, it's a very sensitive subject.
You know I'm right when it comes to, nice is not enough by itself. It's not.
He's had experience with this.
I promise you. I wish, and they tell kids that. Well, no, being nice. Okay, good. Have something that separates you from everyone else. Nice is not going to do it. You need to have a skill set. You need to be charming. You need to be funny. You need to be good looking. Nice ain't going to cut it.
Nope.
It's just not.
Nope. Have a good dental hygiene schedule.
Oh, please. Absolutely.
Good breath.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, good that's the biggest... Just
as I drink my Patrick Punch.
Gross.
I am loving my tongue scraper, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
By the way, a lot of people have asked us if we, and we haven't talked about this. There are four of us here. We should have a vote. So speaking of the tongue scraper, Big D has stumbled into this where basically you to fight halitosis and all. He said, now, it wasn't because you had it, but you.
Trust me, I will be the last person on planet Earth to have halitosis.
So he's been using this tongue scraper to pull stuff out of your tongue and clean it and whatever. So a lot of people have asked if we're going to do 17 logoed tongue scrapers. No. And I laughed about it, and I was like, you know what? That's actually kind of a funny thing.
It is actually kind of a cool little piece of gear
somebody could want.
Yeah, we're going to be out doing appearances or whatever and meeting people. And
here's a tongue scraper.
Be like, boy, you know what? After talking to you, you know what you need? You need this. What is that?
We could just hand him a card. It says, you know, redeem for one tongue scraper.
It says the tongue scraper. It just has the It just has our logo on the side of it or whatever.
Yeah, there really is no great way to suggest to someone that they use a tongue scraper.
No, I always remember I read something that said if someone offers you a breath mint, always take it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are trying. They may be, options are, number one, they may be trying to tell you have bad breath. So take it because you have bad breath. Number two, you may not have bad breath. They're just offering you because they had it and they're just trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
They had bad breath?
Huh?
Is that what you're saying? Or
they
have
mints.
No, they're having a mint, so they're having one.
Gum.
And they're just being polite and it's offering you something. So it doesn't hurt you to just take it because they're being nice. So you'd be nice back and say, oh, well, thank you. So it's a win-win all the way around.
There's no bad outcome.
Right. So just take it. If someone offers you that.
I know. I won't take gum. I hate gum.
Oh.
Like, I don't know why, because Big D knows. How often have you offered me gum? Oh, many times, which means he must think I have bad breath. Mm. But he'll offer gum, and I'm like, nah. No, if you got a mint, I'm down with that.
Yeah, you are a mint guy.
I don't like
gum. And
you
hate spearmint.
Spearmint is the devil.
I remember I had spearmint gum. He's like, Are you chewing spearmint gum? I'm like, I don't know. Because spearmint, cinnamon, I don't know. It all kind of seems the same to me.
No.
They are.
Spearmint?
He's like, oh, dude, spearmint makes me want to gag.
It really does. And I can't be around it. If somebody has spearmint gum, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Gone. And I won't pull any punches either.
There is a difference between spearmint and wintergreen.
Yeah, spearmint is the,
there is, which you don't think there should be.
I know that's, you're
you
right.
You think they're the same, they're and not, yet, and that's why I'm like, if I see the green package, nope, I need the blue.
Yeah, just letting you know right now, if you're listening to this podcast and you ever have a chance to meet us one day and you want to leave a good impression, do not chew spearmint gum. Mm. That is the nastiest smell on planet Earth.
I do like the smell of that.
It's pungent, like some kind of cleaner or something. I don't know. It's bad.
It's supposed to be a clean smell.
Yeah,
It's supposed to be fresh.
Yeah. I would rather you gargle bleach than that. Don't gargle bleach, by the way.
Yeah, that's bad.
I do like the smell. Like some of the guys will have dip. And, you know, they have their cans out, and I'll go and I'll pop it open.
Wintergreen, that's not spearmint, though.
And I'll just smell it, the wintergreen dip. I don't know, there's something, that mix of that tobacco and wintergreen. I don't know, I like it. But I'm like, I don't want to use it because it's in your mouth, and that's nasty.
I got some of this, baby.
Yeah.
You still got cowboy chew?
Yeah, I still get it. It's on Amazon, so I get it on a semi-regular basis.
See, I like it, but it ends up dissolving, and it becomes... It's coffee grounds.
There's
no tobacco.
Cowboy
in this.
Coffee chew, and there's no. It's not tobacco. Basically, what it is it's coffee, some creamer stuff, and honey,
and it holds it together.
So you basically take a pinch and you do it like you're doing dip, except you don't have to spit because it's coffee. So all it does is it makes coffee in your mouth.
Yeah, you're like your own Keurig.
I mean, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah. Or you could get a Keurig.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
this makes you feel like a dude.
You feel like a dude. You got something there, and you're like, especially like when I'm like, you know, playing softball or something like that. I use it, and it's like, it's the best.
Not to speak for all of womankind, I will just speak for myself, but I will say there is nothing that will end my idea of romance quicker with a guy than when he pulls out the dip.
Yeah.
And okay, I go,
I get that. I get it.
I go, you know, I'm like, cool, date over. Bye.
See, I don't dip. I never have dipped. Like, but I do like the coffee chew.
Yeah.
That stuff is fantastic. Is that a game over thing? If somebody has coffee grounds and honey in their mouth?
Yes.
But for
yes,
a different reason. That's just weird. Like,
again, I appreciate that you want to be a Keurig, but no.
What about somebody who smokes a cigar?
I don't think that's a total.
The
off
breath
the,
is so.
That's the thing. It's a cigars, breath thing.
What
it's,
is it with cigars? Because they smell amazing.
Yeah,
like
then,
in the air. But if somebody has the cigar breath, it's
yeah,
the
it's
worst.
Not good. Because it smells stale.
There's something about
again,
it.
Again, in the air, it's fine for you know if it's being somewhat filtered. But yeah, the coming out of your mouth is stale.
Have you ever walked into a humidor? Like an actual humidor?
I think so.
Oh, it is. It's heaven on earth.
It's the best.
That is the greatest smell I've ever smelled in my life. It's better than fresh cut grass and oil and Jet A and all the best smells thrown together.
It's great.
A humidor is.
And it's got the air is right. It's kind of a heavy, wet air.
It's not,
yeah. It's nice.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, let's go just hang out.
I would. I would love to. I'd go right now. And I would go and let everybody smoke a cigar. And I don't smoke a cigar because, like, remember that one time when we celebrated here at the studio?
Bubba got sick.
I got buzzed.
Did you inhale?
Like, I don't know what I was doing, but I was like,
you're
I was
just
like,
supposed
man.
To puff.
It really messed me up for, like, the day. I'm like, I am a lightweight, man.
I bought one the other day. I smoked stuff. Honestly.
Really?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Just like sit out on the back porch or something? Or?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Just puffing on a stogie.
Yeah. It just seems like a dude thing to do.
Yeah.
Dude thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question for that as guys. Is it hot when a girl is puffing on a cigar?
No.
Cigar or cigarette?
No, cigar, not cigarette.
It's not.
Because some dudes are like, oh, it's.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to imagine, vision it, and I'm not really big on the cigarette thing, but I think maybe a cigar because
again,
it's
cigarette's
something
different. That's a no. Yeah. Cigar is just maybe it's because you're hot. Not used to it. But
hot. And again, is she hot?
Yeah, that's what it goes back to.
It's
what it goes back. But I don't. You don't see very many. Unattractive women smoking a cigar.
A girlfriend of mine and I years ago, when I was in college, we had gone to a concert in a city, and we went into some bar or whatever, and she decided she was going to buy us cigars. And so we're walking around, like, chomping on these cigars. And all these guys are like, that's so hot. I'm like, is it?
Listen, if you had a clown nose, the guy would be like, that's so hot.
That's so hot.
Guys think everything's hot.
Yeah.
If you're hot, I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, if you're hot.
If you're hot, then it's hot. You're right.
If you're not, then, like, anything you do is not going to matter.
Yeah.
She had oil on her pants. And she had a rag sticking out the back pocket. It was hot. Yeah, except if she,
but she was hot without
it.
If she looked like me with the same outfit, what do you think?
Oh, that's great.
We had a great talk with
Eddie Montgomery.
Eddie Montgomery, thank you. About it was really fascinating about the music that was recorded before Troy passed away in the helicopter accident, and the time I you know, we talk and we're going to play the interview, but it was really, I didn't know that they had all, I kind of thought I'd heard rumors.
Well, you know, every band, whenever they do an album, like let's say they have 12 songs in the album, they usually record a minimum of 20, maybe 25, and then those songs sit on a shelf somewhere in a storage thing. And then if they ever, you know, want to go, hey, here's a hidden track or whatever. I mean, look at like Prince with his vault. Apparently there's thousands of songs in there that have never been heard, and but the family wants to release
them. Were you surprised at how well it was produced, though? Or do you think they did that afterwards and kind of spruced them up?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds okay. So those songs were done for a project that Montgomery Gentry was going to put out anyway. They were part of an album they were working on.
Okay.
So
they weren't like demos.
Right. So yeah, whenever Troy died, they just said, okay, we can't ever use this. And then they did the tribute album, the one where they got all the different stars to come on and sing with the guys. And then they also, then at that point, I think once they had the family's blessing, you know, Troy's widow and his family and everybody, they went, you know what? Let's go ahead and do the album that we wanted to release. And I think it's great, man. Like, when we were listening to the album with Eddie in here, It was amazing. I mean, it sounds like the stuff that we've been missing from Montgomery Gentry.
And
there
we'll
has been a hole. There has been a hole in country music
since
that event happened a couple years back.
And we'll play when in the interview. Bubba plays some of the songs
a little bit. Yeah, a little bit of that.
So you'll hear that. Anything else before
I do want to say hello to Kennedy Lane having a birthday. Dad's dad or mom. Somebody said something about that. Also, Stephen in the UK. Big shout out to you and everybody who's just been kind of name dropping. Hey, here I am. Here's what's going on. And I love all the people who watch on the Facebook feed and the Facebook Live. Share these whenever you get. You know, whenever you're watching on Facebook, share it so other people can join the party as well. Most importantly, though, for those of you who are listening with your ears and being a part of the actual podcast side of it, make sure you share it, spread the word and all that, but rate it. Give us the best rating possible because it helps us to be seen more because
you're
a higher rated
Apple
podcast
or Stitcher or anything like that. 5-star ratings, please. And hey, leave a review. That helps too.
But don't leave us a 5-star if it gives you 10 as an option.
No,
give us the best.
I think everything's 1 through 5 in podcast world.
Also, don't forget, we are going to be traveling next weekend. We are going to be in Tyler, Texas on Friday, this coming Friday, a week from today as we're filming or taping this podcast, doing our game night where all four of us are on stage. And it's like an improv comedy, talk show, game show, radio show, all together. It's all on the stage. And so we're bringing people up on the stage, having fun. Carson's going to get married on stage.
Sweet.
Patrick is going to do the caterpillar, whatever that thing is called that you do. And so it's a lot of fun, and we want you to go. Then Saturday night, the next night, we'll be in the
Belton.
Temple Killeen, Belton area. And that one is sold out. The Tyler one is, I'm looking at it now, there's like, if you wanted to sit together, there's like
five seats.
Five seats.
So it's basically sold out, and it will be by the time the show comes up. I do want to mention, too, if you're watching the video feed, the shirt that I'm wearing, we're going to have some of those available at those shows. These you can't even get in
that
our Big
good,
Game
man.
Bubba store.
That looks really good.
Yeah. I just want to mention these are limited edition. They're going to be for the actual show, the actual game night event, and
yeah, we're only
great.
Selling those at game nights, right?
I am 7,000 pounds, and look how thin it makes me look.
Yeah, you look.
I just want to mention
like 3,000.
I look like I'm only 300 pounds compared to the 7,000.
So those are only going to be on sale at game nights,
correct?
And we're
also
selling
toss them out too.
Yeah, we're also selling the commemorative posters. For the game nights as well. So we'll have those. And then you can go online and get other. We have other 17 gear if you want.
Like tongue scrapers.
We have 17 gear.
Dude, we need
scrapers.
To do that. I think that would be great. Patrick, can you price the tongue scrapers?
No.
Yeah, can you call our merch people and go, hey, I got a weird one for you?
I'm not even making that phone call. Hey, do you guys have tongue scrapers?
Absolutely. What you do is you do it, but you're holding your tongue while you're going, have y'all had tongue scrapers? They'll be like, what? I need a tongue scraper.
Do you know? No, it's an old.
The VCR.
God, the VCR.
Tongue stuck
my
in the VCR.
Tongue,
I have a tongue stuck in the VCR.
Oh, my gosh.
That's an old candidate.
Old school.
We may have to play that one day
Carson's
on a throwback
like,
Thursday.
Oh, man,
or something.
I'm glad I didn't work
no,
here
it's
back
as dumb. It's as dumb as it sounds.
But
it's great.
Funny.
It's funny. Anyway, hope everyone has a great Father's Day weekend, and thank you for being a part of the 17. If you do want to get tickets for game night, you can go to our website, bigdandbubba.com, okay?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, stick around. Eddie Montgomery interview, for those of you who are listening to the podcast, is available right after this little jingle.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Every day.
It was the podcast.
It was.
Okay.
Eddie Montgomery is joining us in the studio. He brought his, he had to take his hat off to put his headphones on.
Nice.
Yeah, I can flip them around like, you know, huddling.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the blue, which I'm sure y'all have seen that and done that before.
So. Yeah.
That's
what we call that.
Probably got the t-shirt.
We call that the hat phones. Because, see, when you put it over the top, it's headphones. But when you have the little loop from underneath, it's hat phones.
Hat phones. Yeah, I kind of like it.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this. Why do you wear that hat again? Like, how did that start off?
Man, growing up.
Poltergeist.
Growing up, man, I loved how big Charlie Daniels' hat was. I thought I was like, man, that is so awesome. But I loved the way Waylon Jennings' hat looked. So when I started out, I was trying to find that hat, and I talked to Charlie One Horse, and so they made it for me. And it's actually called Tattoos and Scars after our first song, after really? First CD.
Wow. So,
but I always called it the Ba, the big ass hat. So that's kind of what everybody got to calling it.
Yeah, the thing is, I think it's smart because
it's identifiable.
And nobody else has that. No one's wearing that except for the guy from, like you said, from the movie Poltergeist. Do you know what he's talking about?
I remember that movie, but hell, it's been so long since I've seen
it. Poltergeist 2, the one where they had the preacher.
Yeah, the creepy guy.
Oh, yeah, he kind of had the silhouette, him walking in.
Yes.
I think he even had a scarf, too, didn't he?
He may have.
I think so, yeah.
I'm going to bing it. You know I'm doing that.
But, yeah, he had that big brim that went all the way, big kind of a flat. Because yours.
Was that Poltergeist, or am I thinking?
No, you're right.
Reverend Henry Kane from Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
And remember, he had that real creepy voice and that weird face.
Did he have the
teeth? His teeth are just.
He's basically
horrific.
Exactly like you.
He's going to eat you.
That's him right there.
I thought he had a scarf, though.
He's got the tie. That's what you're looking at. He's got that.
It's like a little what am I thinking? Tie. What was the one Linda Blair was in?
The Exorcist.
Exorcist.
That's what I'm thinking of. He had the hat and the scarf, I think.
You're right.
You're right.
He was a priest, wasn't he?
Yeah, a priest.
Yeah, and he had the little whatever around him.
Well, anyway, isn't it great to be in the same conversation?
Man, there's Eddie Poltergeist.
Well, you have a much bigger brim. Yeah. You know, the brim of your hat is way more pronounced.
Oh, yeah.
10 miles to the nearest store. A little dust on the dashboard, peanut holes down on the floor. They don't make them like us no more. Combine cutting through corn road.
True line, by the way.
Song cutting through static on the radio. Town with a name that you never heard. Here on the outskirts. I'm all about that red dirt. Hot girl in a t-shirt. Sweat ring on my ball.
Eddie
cap.
Montgomery. Cold beer in my hand. Montgomery Gentry in the studio. And what you are hearing is the new album, which was recorded, 2 years ago?
Yeah, almost 2 years ago. It's we wouldn't for sure what we was going to do with it, man, because when we was cutting the CD, it kind of come up, says, well, y'all want to cut some stuff, man, you want to, cut, which we've been cutting. And, of course, Ashley Gorley's on this, which is from my hometown.
Yeah.
And we was like, yeah, man, so... we cut a Merle song, and Merle Haggard, man, is, that's the man to me.
Right. Yeah.
And then, of course, T-Roy loved Patti Loveless, and she cut before was I'll Never Leave Harlan Alive.
Mm-hmm.
And just some of the songs, man, that we had and we got that we loved, and it was the last thing, and I was going, I wanted to come out with it. I wanted to push it out because it's the last thing me and T-Roy did together.
Yeah.
And, all of our friends, of course, this was I did. We always called them friends. We never called them fans. And they've had our back ever since Tattoos and Scars came out. And they were calling, said, man, have you got anything else that you and T-Roy are on? And
How many songs are on the album, this new album, that has him on it?
Well, he's on – that we're both on or just
– either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's on every one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah,
so this is one of those. So you, I mean, you had to sit back weeks after the accident and him passing, sit back and you kind of went, we have these recordings. What do we do with them? Did you purposely think, there needs to be some time to pass? Is the right time?
Well, because what I thought is it's like songs that we done in honky tonks, when we was growing up and. The songs that we loved, and we just done it. And I was like, gosh, man. And everybody just kept hollering for it. Man, have you got anything else? You got anything else? We want to know.
Yeah.
And I was like, if it's good with everybody, I'm fine with it. Because there ain't a day don't go by, man, I don't miss him and that big smile and that spoon stirring stuff out up on the road. And, and just on our bus, we talk about him all the time on the bus. And
Well, I would assume he's always with you guys.
He is, you know what I mean? We got stuff everywhere, man, that we put on stage. And I mean, it's just, you know, you're never going to forget T-Roy. I don't care.
I want to ask something, and this is going to be really weird, but you're starting to see it now. Like, Whitney Houston's family is putting out a Whitney hologram that they're putting on tour. There was the Tupac thing and all that. Mm-hmm. Is that something that could come at a later date?
You know, that's been talked about. We'll see as it comes up.
I mean, obviously, his family would have to be completely on board.
No. Angie and Kaylee and everybody have to be into it. And plus, man, I think me and the band would have to get used to that, man, because I tell you, it's just thinking about it raises a little bit of hair on the back of my neck, you know, and I just.
But you know, because he was kind of techie, too.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, would he think that was cool?
Oh, T-Roy, I know he'd think he's cool. I'd have to have a hologram of him in his Batman outfit and one in his Elvis outfit.
Right.
And, you know, and he'd have to do that, of course, you know, singing and stuff. But, yeah, man, I mean.
It's a weird line. It really is like a weird line.
It's very, very, you know, and he just, I think it's something we have to work into, man, and just because. You know, I think it'd be just like going on stage for the first time without him. I mean, it was so weird, man, and I was so choked up and just, you know, it was the hardest thing I ever done in my life.
I bet.
And it still is. You know, we get together, all us guys, man, and we thank the man upstairs, man, for letting us be together all these years and living life the way we wanted to, not the way Nashville told us to.
These seven songs on the Outskirts EP, are these it, or is there something else somewhere that you're just like, I don't know if we're ever going to put these out?
Well, I can't say that yes yet. So
okay. Well, that's good. That's good. In my mind, that's good. That means there might be. That's I'm going to hold out hope.
The Outskirts. It's called Outskirts. It's a new EP that's being put out. It's under. Are you putting it out under Montgomery Gentry?
Yeah, it's going to be. You know, of course, they're calling it Outskirts, but it'd be MG.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hell, there's no way in hell you could not call it MG. But
that Outskirts song is a jam, dude. I love the sound of just the.
Well, we've said this for the longest time. Montgomery Gentry is something that sound of Montgomery Gentry is something that a lot of people have tried to copy because one goes low, one goes high. The ranges were different, so you could really hit some cool songs and do cool things. Nobody's been able to duplicate it since.
Me and T-Roy put this together. You know, we were brothers and friends before. You know, Nashville didn't put this duo together.
Right.
So I reckon where we, you know, run together and I ain't gonna say party together, but yeah, party together.
Right.
And, you know, was with each other 24/7, having each other's back and singing together all the time. I mean, you know, we would go in the mornings after being up all night and we'd start rehearsing and singing, man, you know, and that's the way we did it as nightclub. And as well as y'all know, because if you don't draw a crowd and you don't sing songs, man, then you know, your butt's out the door pretty quick at a nightclub, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, we done that, and we done it seven nights a week. You know, it ain't like, we just started, and we, you know, bought us a karaoke machine, and we started, and that's how we got here. No, we didn't. We played bars, and we seen a lot of people go through a lot of
you
things.
You built it from the ground up.
Built it from the ground up.
So, talk to us about this foundation, the T-Roy Foundation is what's called for.
Yeah, it helps musicians. It's a lot of things, man, that T believed in, you know, and that's one thing that kind of brought us together when we started because, you know, we're always having, and right now it's going on, tornadoes and storms and floods, you know, and that goes back to our parents. You know, of course, T-Roy's dad, Lloyd, owned the Grapevine in Lexington. A bar, and of course, my mom and dad were musicians. And so I think we learned from them because they were always, even though they didn't make no money, you know, when somebody would needed something, a neighbor needed something, man, and my old man and Lloyd be right there going, okay, boys, we're doing this. We're going to get this together and we're going to raise some money for this family because they just got their house ripped apart.
Yeah.
And so it's just the foundation's going to give money out to basically who needs it.
Just to help.
Just to help.
And so a portion of this EP is going to go to the foundation as well?
Yes, it's going to be anything that we do. Me and Angie had talked about it, Troy's wife.
Right.
And so it's like, okay, let's do this. You know, T-Roy, man, he was just such full of life, you know. And so we definitely, I want to keep that name always going, never forget it.
For sure, man. That's awesome. The EP, it's out. It's called Outskirts. And Troy's on it. You can get it. You can hear it. It's great to hear you guys.
Love yeah, y'all's. It's the last thing we did, man. I tell you what, I'm going to be honest with you, too, man. When I was listening to it, it took me a little bit of time when we decided to do this. Listen to it, man, because, you know, the memories.
Yeah.
Yep. It comes up, boys, and it gets you right in the gut.
Well, I think a lot of people want to say the same thing. With
I'm still holding out that you're holding out on us, and there'll be something later. Because I just, as a Montgomery Gentry fan, and I'll say it to your face or with you out of the room, as a Montgomery Gentry fan, it's cool to hear some new music. And it's the same way I feel like if they came out with an Elvis song or something from you know, the Beatles. Hey, here's a new John Lennon thing. It's always cool when you can find those hidden treasures that have been lost and to unearth those.
I appreciate you putting us in that class, man. That's a big, big, that's a big footstep
I was
right
about
there.
To say Hank Williams Sr. too, but, you know.
Dude, it's good to see you again. Congrats on this. This is
guys. Thank
it's
y'all
so
for
good. Make sure you download it. You can get it now. It's called Outskirts. Montgomery Gentry, Eddie Montgomery. Thank you, brother.
Hey, man. Thank y'all for taking time out for us again. You've always had our backs, guys, man, and I appreciate it so much.
Always will.